This morning, we look at the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Financial markets assume that economic activity and its effects will be a far deeper recession than the global financial crisis of 2008-2009 and the 1980s debt crisis. Executive Director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, anticipates that the world economy will shrink by 5%.
170 countries will end up poorer in December 2020 than they started 2020. Second response like no other. We have seen tremendous deployment of central bank tools and policy and monetary capacity. And we have seen fiscal measures totaling a staggering $11 trillion. So we are going to lose a lot. In these 2 years, we would lose some $12 trillion. But we have put a floor under the world economy with these very massive measures. And third, and the third is very important, recovery like no other. It is going to be partial, and it is going to be uneven. What does it mean? It means that towards the end of next year, we are not going to be back where we were in 2019. It would be a partial recovery. But most significant, it would be uneven. Different countries, different sectors, at different times, countries would see ups and they would see downs. And that takes us to two important messages I want to convey to everybody who is willing to listen. First, policymakers have to be very careful not to withdraw support prematurely. It may look like things are getting back to normal, although that is not going to be the case. But there may be reversals, and so we have to be very careful to support the economy. Two, policies have to be agile. We have to adjust to rapidly changing circumstances and do so with a very high degree of uncertainty. And finally, we need to remember this is first and foremost a human crisis, a human tragedy. By now, I don't think there is anybody on this planet that doesn't know somebody who either died or is affected.
That's Kristalina Georgieva of the International Monetary Fund. And here in the region, one example of the pressure that is being exerted on us by COVID is the situation in Jamaica, where the governor of the Bank of Jamaica is telling the public to reduce their demand for foreign exchange.
According to Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark, Jamaica usually rakes in over $2 billion U.S. dollars in foreign currency a year. But the central bank governor is indicating that the island may earn less than half that this year.
The bank's expectation is for a substantial decline in net foreign currency inflows into Jamaica this fiscal year, within the range of about $800 million to $1.4 billion U.S. Consequently, the outlook is for Jamaica's gross reserves to fall by about $500 million U.S. to $800 million U.S. this fiscal year.
It's caused the cost of U.S. dollars to shoot up to more than 150 Jamaican dollars for one U.S. this week. Biles says the implications are significant.
The combination of these lower foreign currency inflows and periods of increased demand for foreign currency implies a significant financing gap. And this has resulted in episodes of sharp depreciation in the exchange rate since the end of March. And this has been so even though BOJ has been augmenting foreign exchange liquidity in the market quite significantly.
The central bank governor says they've pumped more than $700 million U.S. dollars into the system since March.
Total liquidity support to the market from these facilities since the start of the crisis has amounted to more than $700 million U.S. dollars, which includes sales of approximately $226 million U.S. to the energy sector in particular.
He says they've also boosted the Jamaican dollar supply, providing 60 billion Jamaican dollars in liquidity support to the market. Mr. Biles says while banks and other deposit-taking institutions have enough cash, the BOJ will continue to monitor the situation. But he's encouraging Jamaicans to be careful how they spend U.S. dollars at this time.
Recovery of tourism is vital to any sustainable recovery of the economy. I know the minister made his point, and I wish to underscore it. And fourthly, until then, we have to be tempered in our demand for foreign exchange and judicious in the sale of our country's foreign exchange reserves.
Governor of the Central Bank of Jamaica, Richard Biles. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.